Now, after having answered the question of how long was he in the grave, let us answer the next question, when did he resurrect from the grave? And we're going to see that each of the four gospel writers give an account of this, and we're going to learn that it was after the Sabbath, before the sun came up. As we know, the Sabbath ended at sundown on what we call Saturday evening, and the first day of the week began at that time, and so it would be right after the Sabbath ended and before the sun came up, so we have to say that he was in the grave the full length of time of that Sabbath, and then he resurrected. So let's look at Matthew 28, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. So there it was in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, they came. Now, he had already resurrected at the time they got there. So this is telling us not exactly when he resurrected, but it's telling us that he had already resurrected by the time they got there. Again, we want to look at Mark 16, verses 1 and 2. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Here we see that Mark describes this at the very same time that Matthew did, after the Sabbath was over, and the very early part of the morning of the first day of the week, the rising of the sun. Again, we want to look at Luke 24, verses 1 through 3. There Luke records it like this. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Then in John 20, verse 1, John records it this way, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. So all of these accounts show us that Jesus was already resurrected from the grave before sunup on the first day of the week. So his resurrection would have to be sometime after the Sabbath and before the sun came up. And so now that we see when he was resurrected, it's a matter of being able to then determine when he was put into the grave to be able to get the full 3 days and three nights. We could just simply count back from this time of his resurrection, 3 nights and 3 days, and we're going to see that he was put into the grave then about sundown on Wednesday evening. But rather than just conclude it with that, let's go ahead and see what the Bible does say about this. Let's see what the Bible says about when he was placed in the grave. And that's the next question we'd like to answer. When was he placed into the grave?